Lando listened to the whole story in silence, then shook his head.
No, he said positively. If there was a leak, it didn't come from Nick Long.
How can you be sure of that?
Leia asked.
Because there's been no bounty offered for you, Lando told her. We have our fair share of shady people here, but they're all out for profit. None of them would turn you over to the Empire just for the fun of it. Besides, why would the Imperials steal my mole miners if they were after you?
Harassment, maybe? Han suggested. I mean, why steal mole miners anyway?
You got me, Lando conceded. Maybe they're trying to put economic pressure on one of my clients. Or maybe they just want to disrupt the New Republic's flow of raw materials generally. Anyway, that's beside the point. The point is that they took the mole miners, and they didn't take you.
How do you know there's been no bounty offer? Luke asked from his seat off to the right. A seat, Leia had already noted, where he and his lightsaber would be between his friends and the room's only door. Apparently he didn't feel any safer here than she did.
Because I'd have heard about it, Lando said, sounding a little miffed. Just because I'm respectable doesn't mean I'm out of touch.
I told you you'd have contacts,
Han said with a grimly satisfied nod.
Great. So which of these contacts do you trust, Lando?
Well,
Lando broke off as a beep came from his wrist.
Excuse me,
he said, sliding a compact comlink from the decorative wristband and flicking it on.
Yes?
A voice said something, inaudible from where Leia was sitting.
What kind of transmitter?
Lando asked, frowning. The voice said something else.
All right, I'll take care of it. Continue scanning.
He closed down the comlink and replaced it in his wristband.
That was my communications section, he said, looking around the room. They've picked up a short-range transmitter on a very unusual frequency, which appears to be sending from this lounge.
Beside her, Leia felt Han stiffen.
What kind of transmitter?
He demanded.
This kind, probably, Luke said.
Standing up, he pulled a flattened cylinder from his tunic and stepped over to Lando.
I thought you might be able to identify it for me.
Lando took the cylinder, hefted it.
Interesting,
he commented, peering closely at the alien script on its surface.
I haven't seen one of these in years. Not this style, anyway. Where'd you get it?
It was buried in mud in the middle of a swamp. R2 was able to pick it up from pretty far away, but he couldn't tell me what it was.
That's our transmitter, all right, Lando nodded. Amazing that it's still running.
What exactly is it transmitting?
Han asked, eyeing the device as if it were a dangerous snake.
Just a carrier signal, Lando assured him. And the range is small, well under a planetary radius. Nobody used it to follow Luke here, if that's what you were wondering.
Do you know what it is? Luke asked.
Sure, Lando said, handing it back. It's an old beckon call. Pre-Clone Wars vintage from the looks of it.
A beckon call?
Luke frowned, cupping it in his hand.
You mean like a ship's remote?
Right, Lando nodded. Only a lot more sophisticated. If you had a ship with a full rig slave system, you could tap in a single command on the call, and the ship would come straight to you, automatically maneuvering around any obstacles along the way. Some of them would even fight their way through opposing ships if necessary, with a reasonable degree of skill.
He shook his head in memory.
Which could be extremely useful at times.